United States President Donald Trump has been caught up in yet another scandal over an issue that doesn't appear to be going away. This time, it concerns a condolence phone call he made to a grieving pregnant war widow. Myesha Johnson was in a car on her way to an airport to meet the plane carrying the body of her husband, killed in Nitya, when she got the call. And a week after the call was revealed by a Democratic congresswoman with her in the car, she has now spoken out. Ms. Johnson has told the United States ABC television Mr. Trump's words were insensitive and disrespectful.
The president said that he knew what he signed up for, but it hurts anyways. And it made me cry because I was very angry at the tone of his voice and how he said it.
She went on to describe the details of the call.
He couldn't remember my husband's name. The only way he remembered my husband's name because he told me he had my husband report in front of him. And that's when he actually said, LaDavid. I heard him stumbling on trying to remember my husband's name. And that was hurting me the most because if my husband is out here fighting for our country and he risked his life for our country, why can't you remember his name?
Shortly after the interview with Myesha Johnson aired, President Trump has denied her claims on social media. He tweeted, "I had a very respectful conversation with the widow of Sergeant LaDavid Johnson and spoke his name from beginning without hesitation." But Ms. Johnson's claims are similar to those of Frederica Wilson, the Democratic congresswoman accompanying her when she got the call. Just a day later, Representative Wilson had revealed what she said she heard of the conversation.
That she had his sympathy, but he was hoping that even though her husband gave his life for this country, sarcastically he said, but you know, he must have known what he signed up for. Like, how could you say that to a grieving widow? I couldn't believe, and he said it more than once. So I said, this man has no feelings for anyone.
Those remarks had triggered the first pointed exchange over the matter when Mr. Trump replied by Twitter to her. Quote, "Democrat congresswoman totally fabricated what I said to the wife of a soldier who died in action, and I have proof. Sad." End of quote. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders followed up at the time by saying, Representative Wilson's comments were appalling.
The way that she's politicized this issue and the way that she is trying to make this about something that it isn't. This was a president who loves our country very much, who has the greatest level of respect for men and women in the uniform, and wanted to call and offer condolences to the family.